unfiltered, and undeniably Boston. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra.
Every week, we highlight local men and women who are making our city stronger with their big hearts, bold ideas, and that unmistakable Boston spirit. Kendra and I have gotten to know Peggy Ritzer over the years through the Step Up for Colleen 5K and the incredible work her family has done to keep the memory of her daughter Colleen alive. This week brought another really special moment for the Ritzer family, the opening of the Colleen E. Ritzer Memorial Library at Danvers High School, the school where Colleen taught and made such a huge impact. And it was the students that made it happen. Danvers High School DECA students launched a campaign to raise money to rename the high school library and install a commemorative mural. Peggy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. So I just want you to take us back to the moment. What went through your mind when you saw Colleen's name on the library?
It was very, very emotional. They've been working on it for about 2 years now to get to completion. So, and we didn't really know how they were going to do it or what was going to be included. And to see the job they did, to see her name right when, you know, you walk into the school and the library is right there, and to see Colleen's name on the library and all they've done inside the library, it's just a beautiful tribute to her. And it means a lot to our family how much Danvers High and the community just continues to remember Colleen.
Yeah, and Kendra and I were looking at the pictures of the library, wow, it's a class act. I just thought they did such a nice job of, both of us did, of really incorporating her essence and her spirit in a way, like you see the pink and you see the kindness and you see flowers, and it's a happy place.
Yeah, they really did, you know, and when you walk into the library, it's on all the walls of the library, so it goes around the whole room, you know, the vine with the daisies. And, you know, there's her quotes that she often shared on the walls. And it's very much her. And it's just very tasteful. And it's just beautifully done.
And Peggy, there is something special about it being a library. It's, you know, a place where kids learn, where they grow and hopefully get inspired. As a mom, I can only imagine that feels like the perfect place to carry on her name.
Yes, it does. And that's one of the things they spoke about when we were there on Monday, you know, that they thought the library would be a perfect place for the students to see all this and to remember Colleen. And, you know, it's the center of the school in many ways. I think, you know, it'll just be a great way for them all to remember her and then spread kindness in her memory.
And Peggy, Colleen, of course, was only 24 when she passed, but the ripple effect of her life has been enormous. This library, the Step Up for Colleen 5K, the scholarships for future teachers. Can you talk a little bit about the scholarships and how many teachers have benefited?
Sure. Yeah, we've been giving out the scholarships since 2014, and I believe we're at 148 individuals and almost $750,000 that we've given out. And, you know, they're all over been all over the country at different schools. We keep in touch with many of them. We hear from many of them, which is really nice to see what they're all doing. So actually, it's almost 800,000 we've given out. So we're looking forward to getting to the million mark, hopefully within the next couple years.
Oh, that's exciting. You're close.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, and our goal is that they'll continue on for many years to come.
Oh, I have no doubt. I have no doubt. Yep. I mean, every year that we do the Step Up for Colleen 5K, it grows every year. Sue and I just cannot believe the impact that she has on the community, and it's just going to get bigger. I love her words, and I love that you share her words all the time. Every day may not be good, but there is something good in every day. It really is a good mantra to live by. And after everything that your family's been through, what do those words mean to you now?
I think it's a good reminder to us that we have to, you know, find something good in every day, because there are very difficult days still and always will be. So, but to share those, and we share that with the recipients as well. We always tell them to remember that quote, as you know, as they go through college and new parts of their life and struggle, and you know, so it's a very good reminder that I think everybody needs to do, because there is something in every day. You know, if you may have to look a little harder some days, but there is always something that you can find in each day that brings some good into your day, regardless of how difficult your day may be.
Well, Peggy, you know, the beautiful thing about this library is that another generation and many more generations will get to know Colleen's story. So thank you, as always, for sharing her with us. We admire your family's strength and determination to keep her legacy alive. For more information about the Memorial Fund, visit ColleenRitzer.org. Peggy, we always love having you on the show. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, guys. We really appreciate everything you do for us.